Okay, it's your time to study lesson 50.
那么我们还是进入到课文的学习五十课。我们把最重要的课文调置到前面来讲啊。
New Year Resolutions, 新年的决心。So please open your book at page 229.
Did you make New Year resolutions before the Spring Festival or before New Year 2002? 2002年新年到来之前是不是制定新年决心了? Okay, maybe.
So, particularly students in universities or high schools, I should say, are good at making plans.
我应该说的一些高校的学生或特别是中学生们最擅长的事情就是什么在新年到来之前做新年的决心。
I will study English harder and harder to pass my examination band 4 and band 6 and then 12,
right? 是吧 ?Yeah.
I will help my friends and classmates every day.
Okay?
Yeah. And I'll help my parents to do more.Housework to make them much happier.
Okay. Maybe you want to say, I made New Year resolutions to make a beautiful girlfriend, and she must be the most beautiful one in the world. Okay.
Okay, anyway, please read after me the following words. 跟我把这些词汇读出，这课的词汇是很重要的啊。Resolution. Mentally. Compel. Formidable.Recur, regularity, regular, regularly, regularity, accomplish, accomplishment, accomplishment, attain, attainment, inveterate, improve, improvement, self-improvement, scheme, ambitious, ambition,ambitious, playful, modest, assiduously, assiduous, assiduously, discipline, self-discipline, frame, betray, troop, settle, unsettle, taunt, jibe, humoredly, humor, humoredly,good-humoredly, win, diminish, hypnotize, undoing, screen. Now let's study the first word, resolution. Resolution in Chinese is 决心, okay? So please paraphrase it. 请同学们试一下这个词应该怎么用英文解释呢? Okay. In fact, resolution means the quality of being resolute.
You know the adjective? 大家对这个形容词应该很熟悉，它所表达的含义是什么？下决心的 ，OK? 这是它的第一个含义。Secondly, you know, resolution means formal decision. 那么在我们词汇表达中又没有运用到这个含义，所以没有给列举出来。Formal decision, 正式的决定，所以我们译作为决议。所以 resolution 的含义既表示决心，也表示决议。Formal decision, okay?
Yeah, when we use the word resolution, you know, take resolution to do something.
决心要做某事 take a resolution to do something. 那么我们口语当中常用的表达法 make up one's mind to do something. Be determined to do something, right? Decide to do something. 但是在书面语言当中如果表示下定了决心非做某事不可 take a resolution to do something. Got it? 好我们不仅仅要把握住 resolution 同时要掌握住它的动词形式 resolve 这是很重要的
This is a very formal word 这是一个非常正式的用词
resolve to do something 直接和不定式 to 搭配那么它就等于 take a resolution to do、yeah. For example
Before we came hereWe resolved to learn English hard.、Huh?
And furthermore, please remember, resolve somebody on something.
Resolve somebody on something in Chinese 使某人做某事。
使某人下定决心做某事、huh?
所以如果你要强调我让他下定决心学英语了 I resolved him on English study 注意介词 on 后面跟名词或者名词形式 OK now translate my sentence Nobody resolved him on this decision You needn't write it down Just listen and translate into Chinese Nobody resolved him on this decision Nobody resolved him on this decision 没有人怎么样能够使他做这样的决定 OK、
yeah.
好它的形容词形式我们刚刚提到了 Resolute、啊、注意三个词形我们都已经接触 Resolution Resolve Resolute、啊、那么这形容词表示坚决的果断的Now translate my sentence. The sentence is very important for us.、Huh? We must be true in word and resolute in deed. 这语句是否听明白了 We must be true in word and resolute in deed. We must be true in word and resolute in deed. 那说我们说话必须要怎么样？真实。那我们的行动也必须要坚决而果断所以这个表达方式应该怎么来翻译呢我们必须是言必信行必果、okay? 我们必须是言必信行必果 So we must be true in word and resolute indeed 好这个词汇我们就给同学们扩展这么多注意三个词形以他们基本用法啊。OK read with me 跟我大声来读一下 Resolve Resolve to doResolution. Take a resolution to do. Resolute. Resolute. Okay. Next, compel. Compel, 编辑编制 Okay, you must tell the difference between compel and edit. 这两个词汇我们译过来都是什么呀？编辑 right? In lesson 5, we learn editor. 在第五课我们学过编辑 editor, 那是名词。那它的动词形式 edit.You know, the two words here are transitive words. 这里的两个词都是及物动词，都可以翻译为编辑。What's the difference? 最大的区别是什么 ？Okay, now, when we use the word compel, it means collect information and arrange in a book, particularly in a great book, in dictionary. Got it? 你发现这个 compel 的解释了吗 ？Collect information.And arrange in a book, particularly a great book, for example, dictionary. 所以这个编辑它主要指编辑一些什么大部头书，比如说词典。Edit, edit means collect information and arrange in newspaper magazine. Got it? 那么这个就不能指编辑书了，而是编辑什么？杂志、报纸等等啊。所以要注意两用词。说这个编辑正在忙于编辑这个报纸 The editor is busy editing the newspaper 你不能用 compel OK next Formidable 令人畏惧的这个我们已经讲到过了啊，回忆一下今天就不再花时间复习了 Recur 再发生又出现 You know occur right Occur means what Happen Yeah We often use occur toA good idea occurred to me. It occurred to him that he should open the door. Got it? Yeah, occur. 我们在二册就已经学到过。Recur means occur again. Got it? Yeah, occur again. Recur. 但是我们还有一个重点的词汇，请大家了解。我们考试经常是考词汇的时候会考你这个题。Incur. 词形非常接近。I-N-C-U-R. Incur. What do you mean?Occur and recur are intransitive verbs and incur means, you know, it's a transitive verb. 一定要注意前两个词是不及物动词而 incur 它是一个及物动词。It has nothing to do with occur and recur. 一定要注意 incur 和前两个词一点联系都没有。In tennis, 导致、招致、造成。So it means lead to, result in, give rise to.Cause,
最好的一个解释就是什么 cause 啊，导致。For example, air pollution incurred some terrible disease. Air pollution incurred some terrible disease. 空气污染它引发一些很严重的疾病 ，Yeah. Okay, next, accomplishment, attainment. 好，这是两个非常重要的词汇，也是我们今天要重点辨析的一组词。